When I was in seminary, we were told one of our practical lessons we had to do was we got a situation on a piece of paper and had to then preach about this situation like 2 minutes later. I really wish I would have gotten the situation where you're at school mass one Wednesday morning and a bat flies into the church. What in the world are you going to talk about because everybody's looking at this bat? Well, good for the bat. The bat gets to come to church with us, and we'll do our best to funnel him elsewhere. You know, I should pay the bat to make sure that the kids are on their best behavior. That he swoops at you if you're not. How does that sound, kindergartner? Wouldn't that be great if I could train the bat to do that? Carly, do you have something to say? We should name the bat. How about Pat the Bat?
Riley has an idea. Okay, Riley, let's hear your idea.
She would like us to bless the bat.
Bless the bat? Maybe I should baptize the bat and confirm it, and then it would go away.
Just kidding.
All right, we'll try to keep this quick this morning. First, we heard a man who was in both the first reading and the gospel. Who was that?
Grace.
Jonah.
Good for you, Grace. Okay, somebody, what happened to Jonah? What was Jonah? Who is this Jonah guy? You guys know the story of Jonah? No? Who's Jonah? Anybody? Jonah and the elephant. What did you say, Tanner? Jonah and the whale. Okay. So Jonah and the whale, why is it Jonah and the whale? What happened to, how does this whale fit in? What happened? Who said it? Luke? What happened to the, what happened with Jonah and the whale? He ate him. Jonah ate the whale? Well, the whale ate Jonah. Okay, now why, how did, okay, that's, how in the world did we get to a point where Jonah got eaten, swallowed up by a whale? You guys know what Jonah did? Luke, you know? You're good. You want to come up here with the mic? You can finish the homily for me. Luke, you fell off the boat. You're exactly right. Here's what happened. God called Jonah and said, Jonah, preach my word to the people of Nineveh. And you know what Jonah did? He ran away. He went the complete opposite direction of Nineveh. He got on a boat and he was running away, and God got him. God thought it would be funny. Well, Jonah, you want to run away from me? Watch this. I'll have a whale eat you, and I'll teach you a little lesson. So then Jonah went to Nineveh, and he did his job, what he was supposed to do. Okay, he preached, and everybody converted in this city, meaning they followed God. Okay, now in the gospel, who was Jonah compared to? Said Luke? No, not the whale. Good guess, though. Who is Jonah compared to in the gospel? Grace?
What's the answer to every good question?
Jesus, thank you. Jonah was compared to Jesus. Okay, why do we compare Jesus to a man who got eaten by a whale? How are they similar? First off, they were different in many ways. Jesus did God's will all the time, whereas Jonah ran away from God's will. But they were similar. Something happened to both of them. Anybody know? Yes? If you say Jesus got eaten by a whale, you would be incorrect. Anybody know? Jesus and Jonah, how are they similar? Okay, here's a question. How long was Jonah in the whale? Here's the key, Blair. No? How long was he in the whale, Grace?
3 days.
3 days and three nights. How long was Jesus in the tomb for?
Grace?
3 days and three nights.
3 days and three nights.
So Jesus was saying that just as Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and three nights, so the Son of Man will be eaten by death, by the tomb, for 3 days and three nights. And just as Jonah came out of the whale and did God's work, so too Jesus would rise. He'd rise and do God's work. So Jesus compared himself to this really fascinating person of Jonah. So we turn now to Jesus as we continue Lent. Remember our bracelets, working hard to not gossip, giving up whether it's candy or pop, as we continue Lent to worship Jesus, who wants to work in our life today.